Next guest is standing by. I love this idea, and I'm so excited to talk to Nate Adelman from Callaway Golf about the links at Petco Park. We mentioned earlier in the show that they're turning Petco Park, home of the San Diego Padres, the baseball stadium in downtown San Diego, they're turning it into a 9-hole golf course in conjunction with Callaway Golf and the San Diego Padres. And we welcome Nate Adelman to Tee to Green this morning. Hey, Nate, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I'm excited that you guys picked this up, and I'm excited to talk about the links.
Yeah, we're pretty excited to hear about it, too, and we're thinking it's an idea that could catch on. Before we get to that, let's talk about who in the world came up with the idea in the first place?
Yeah, good question. So it actually started over a year ago. Last September, the Padres invited us to come to a game. They had an idea for us. And so we're sitting at the game watching, and they say, hey, we have this idea. We'd love to, you know, play golf inside of Petco Park. We don't really know anything about golf. We don't know what that means or what would be cool. And we were hoping to partner with you guys, Callaway, to take our stadium and turn it into something golfers would really love. So our team, amazing creative people on our team at Callaway, we put our minds together and came up with a couple concepts and worked with the Padres to find one that would work. Like, I guess they didn't know whether it would be mini putt, a little chipping putt, chipping course, et cetera. But we said, you know, how many people haven't been at a baseball game thinking, you know, what club would I hit to hit a home run? And so we wanted to do the real deal, full shots, that kind of thing. So it kind of grew. It's a long time coming, but we're really excited for it.
And so the links at Petco Park, an all-new 9-hole golf experience coming to Petco Park this week, November 5th through 9th. Is it just going to be a 4-day deal, or can people maybe play there all winter, or has that been determined yet?
So originally this was supposed to be a 3-day event with a 1-day preview for the media. And all the tee times, when we put the tee times up on sale, the tee time sold out in only a couple hours, which really surprised us. I mean, we thought it would be cool, but we didn't know how quickly, like, the San Diego market would just pick up on this and scoop up all the tee times. So we added a couple extra days, and the coolest part, in my opinion, is now the course is open. The latest tee time is 9:30 p.m., so you get to play under the lights, which is really cool as well. And when we released those extra tee times to, like, the wait list, those sold out in 3 hours. So this year, the first time ever, it goes just for 4 days. But hopefully next year, fingers crossed, it's a smashing success once the course opens, and we do it again next year for a lot longer.
Ryan, I'm looking at map here. It looks like the first hole you're teeing off from home plate, hitting it to deep left center or somewhere like that. But you've got a couple of holes designed right on the field themselves, and then the rest of them looks like you're teeing off from somewhere at or near the lower part of the upper deck. How did all that come to play, and did you and your guys kind of walk all over the park at some kind of at point and pick out viable locations?
Yeah, so it's really neat. It's the course itself, the layout is going to give the golfers like an awesome golf experience, but also a cool experience at Petco Park. So the first hole, you come out of you warm up. So the first thing you don't see is that you're going to warm up in the underground batting cages where the real players warm up. We're going to have some hitting bays in there, and you warm up in there. You'll come out through the dugout just like a normal player would, and you walk out to home plate. The first hole will be from home plate to center field, at which point you'll go back down through the clubhouse, so you get to see the locker room, and then you go up to the upper deck right field where the second hole is. Now, one thing I will say is because of all the greens being on the field, no one's going to be putting. So you get a hole in one as an eagle. There'll be a 6-foot ring around each flag. That'll be a birdie on the green as a par. In the rough, a bogey, and then in the seats would be a double bogey. So that'll keep things moving a little. Each hole also has its own theme. So one hole will have, you know, I think tequila and tacos. Another hole, there'll be a DJ. You get to pick the music for the stadium while you're in there. Another hole, the final hole is a hole in one. You'd win a trip to Carlsbad for a free fitting, full bag of clubs from us. So we try to have a lot of fun with it. And to answer your question from before, this is probably one of the funnest parts of my job, was getting to go out to Petco Park during the season on an off day and actually go hit shots from different parts of the stadium. For me, that was amazingly, you know, amazingly exciting, and something I've always been like, it'd be really cool if I could do that. And so the final shot off the Western Metal Building is in the left field corner down to the right field corner. It's about 145 yards. And it's like it's just the view up there is amazing, and I think golfers are going to be overwhelmed by how cool it is.
Our guest is Nate Adelman with Callaway Golf. We're talking about the links at Petco Park, the plan to turn Petco Park, the home ballpark of the San Diego Padres, the baseball stadium, into a nine-hole golf course, and you can play it. Well, you can't play it because all the tee times are sold out. It's November 5th through 9th. Nate, every ballpark has its little quirks. If anybody's familiar with Petco Park, it is the quirk there is the Western Metal Supply Company building out there in right field. Are you going to be able to hit from the building? How does that work?
Yeah, so we try to incorporate that. You know, that's the crown jewel of the stadium. So we tried to incorporate that in a really cool way. And so the hole eight is in the left field corner below, and then you take an escalator up the top of the rooftop of the Western Metal Building, where you have an amazing view, and that is the final shot of the course. And that shot, the hole in one, like I said, will get you a full fitting over at Callaway headquarters and a full bag if you make it. And then right below the second to top level of the Western Metal Building, there's this really cool, it's called the loft. It's like this really cool open space that we're turning into the Callaway Clubhouse. And there'll be a bar, restaurant. There'll be a little shop where you can buy Callaway stuff, Padres memorabilia, and we're putting in a huge putting green in there as well, so you can putt around. And the balcony overlooks the entire stadium, so you can watch the rest of the action on the course. So the players at the end of the round, you know, the 19th hole, if you will be all in that Western Metal Building.
That's so cool. So cool.
Nate, looking at our maps we have here, it looks like that eighth hole is probably the shortest, I'm guessing, around, you know, 50 yards or so. And maybe the one, number four, I'm guessing, from like behind the upper deck behind first base to the left field corner might be the longest. What is the distance range from top to bottom on what you've set up here?
Yeah, so the longest hole is going to be 145 yards, and that's hole number two. That one goes from upper deck right field down to lower left field. And we wanted to be able to give golfers a shot that was a real shot. So we didn't want everything just to be little half wedges. We wanted some full swings in there. So we got two full swings. Number nine is just a yard shorter, 144 yards. And then the shortest hole is going to play, it'll probably play about 55 yards. I think it's 70 yards straight line or 65 straight line. But that one's going to be a little half wedge. And there's only so many distances you can have inside a pretty compact ballpark. So we want to give a variety of different shot types, you know, so we could reward the best players.
So do people bring their own clubs, or is Callaway providing the sticks?
So part of the beauty of being a partner of this really cool experience is that we get to introduce everyone to our clubs. So every hole is going to have a bag of, primarily it's going to be our new MD3 milled wedges. There'll be a couple 8, 9, 9 irons. And then for ladies, we go down to 6 irons in our XR line. But yeah, we provide the clubs and the golf balls. And so the golfer just needs to bring themselves, and we'll take care of the rest.
Sounds good. The package includes parking, snacks, beverages, limited edition, the Lynx at Petco Park hats, and, of course, a nine-hole round of golf for each golfer. And, Nate, you think this is something you might want to keep doing at Petco Park?
Oh, well, I'd say the last, three, 4 months of my life have been completely consumed by this event. So I'm really hoping that it's an even bigger success than we're expecting, and we'll get to do this again next year. And who knows, maybe we can bring that out to Colorado, do it in Coors Field.
Coors Field, love it. We talked about Fenway Park, Camden Yards, Wrigley Field. Why not Yankee Stadium, too? Let's go for them all.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
great idea. Nate, wish we had a little more time to talk, but thanks for joining us today, and good luck with this.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
That's Nate Adelman, Callaway Golf. The Lynx at Petco Park coming this week to downtown San Diego.